Hey, episode 117. That's what you're about to listen to. And it is once again big time sponsored by the Beer Sauce Shop, because it is our time for our monthly Beer Sauce Shop Presents Andrew the Beer Guy's Not So Random Ass Blind Beer Review. That's what we got. So six beers, six tastes that we've never had, and we give you a review. And I want to qualify it before the episode starts that these are just our opinions. Most of these beers are pretty solid beers to drink, but some of them are not our style. And if it's not our style, we don't give it a good review. And I think we're going to do a little bit better in telling you what we taste from now on. And we'll probably read what the can says and see if we see it. I don't know. But yeah, I think the way you get better at enjoying and liking different beers is talking about the taste and the flavors that you're experiencing, and that'll help you in the future. So we're going to try that. Other than that, this was a tough one. There was a lot of beers in here that we went aired on the lower side of our six-pack grade. But listen and find out. Also, when you're done, go to the Beer Sauce Shop on 318 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Meet us there on the 26th for the Sauce Bowl. So that'll be the day before Super Bowl. Find out, use some good sauces and stuff to do for your wing day the next day, which is National Wing Day. It's like the Super Bowl. It's got to be it, right? Just tell them we sent you, because I want to get feedback from them that you're going there because of us. And then after you're done with that, head over to www.mybomberjacket.com and use a promo code RAPCAST15 to save 15% on your entire purchase. And that's a purchase of the best looking, the best quality, the most awesome bomber jackets for your beers. And that's any size beer, basically, at this point. Check it out. Alex is awesome. He's been a sponsor of the show for a long time. Need to get him back on. In this episode, we talk about some things that are coming up. The one thing you won't hear in this episode is Bender. He had a belly ache, and you know, he missed out. But that's okay. He'll be back next week, I think Tuesday night from Shamrock. So come out there, and I'll buy you a beer if you came out because I said so. Remember that. And Bender said if I have like a stupid shitty face or something, he'll buy you one too. That's two beers to come listen to us live. I mean, that's got to be worth it, right? Hurting your ears to get some beers. That's our new slogan, one of those two things. I'm done talking though. Here comes the episode. Ready? Enjoy. Hey, and we're back, and it's a change of pace because we have a sick Bender tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to introduce who we are, and if you remember, if some of these names may stick out to you, you haven't listened in a while. To my left is The Flop.
Hey.
Directly across from me, sorta, kind of cattywampus, is a returning guest, former host of the, wait a minute, how about this, host of the former Bad Idea Podcast, yeah. Scott Turner,
hey.
Scott the Neighbor, and then finally that leaves one, a returning host from his 1 week hiatus, and we're happy to have him back.
Thank you.
The Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
I wanted to say he needs no introduction, so I'm not going to do it and then just go on about my business.
Yeah.
Held off on that joke. I'll use it later.
I appreciate the kind words. Giving eulogies suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I really wanted to work on my tight five, but, you know, got to be kind of respectful of the dead guy in the coffin.
Yeah.
Are these the kind of jokes you laid out on
I choked up. I had to, like, I yeah. skipped the whole paragraph because I couldn't get through
I
it.
I don't
know. No, that's not what the people are looking forward to for
no.
you.
No. I mean, a couple chuckles. I took a couple cheap shots at my cousins. I got some laughs.
You took shots at your cousin during the eulogy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Grandpa was a real horn dog. Whenever Grandpa was around,
Grandpa didn't get
he any... used to. No.
I don't know if you guys know this, but Grandpa hated you.
I will say to my grandpa, he would have found it funny that he died on or was buried on Martin Luther King Day.
No. Was he racist?
No.
Okay. No, but like, you never know what grandpa's.
I mean, in 2018 standards, yes, he was a racist. But yeah, I never heard of, the only like racist thing I ever heard him say was, went to Best Buy today. Nice colored kid helped me out with my prayer. Grandpa, can't be saying that. What? Kid? No.
Nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you need? Oh.
I have nothing to wipe up this beer that was...
Oh, good job.
My wife just told me I cannot use my sweater, so I'm not going to...
It's a nice dry fit shirt.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Work shirt. I'm not going to talk about it, but it was. It's a good few weeks at work. But
is that your company name?
Nope. This is a company that I'm peddling.
It sounds like what I would say if I had a stroke, I'd say those words.
I'm not going to get into it.
Oh, do I get a point?
No, no, nobody can hear that you're alluding to a joke you can't tell, so it doesn't work. Hey, that said, if those of you just tuning back in, this will be Tom and, of course, Scott's first time playing our new game. Remember, pick a winner or who you think's going to win, and we'll keep running tally of the good joke score or the pun score, or however we want to score it. It's completely arbitrary. If your person doesn't win, you got to kill your beer at the end of this if you're listening. If your person does win, who am I to boss you around?
Does anybody ever actually play these drinking games?
I don't know. I'd like to think someone. I bet Phil Rerat gets drunk.
There you go.
What's up, Rerat? Like when people, before they listen to the podcast, they should hashtag who the winner is, then listen to the podcast, and then tell us if they won or lost.
Yeah, I'll give you a sneak peek, by the way. I've got the Random Ass Drinking Game.
Yeah.
Version 2 is almost done.
Nice.
In fact, I think we're going to have a whole episode on it.
Ooh.
And one of the things it says underneath it, the slogan for the game is, because our target demographic listens better drunk. So
that's probably true.
Yeah.
We sound better if they're drinking.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
That's like the cheap, dirt cheap guy, Fred Tootenberg. God rest his soul.
Oh,
yeah, he's
man.
Dead.
The
yeah.
more you drink, the better
man,
we
you're
sound.
You're a bundle of energy today when the dead people talk.
Eulogies.
Jesus.
You know.
Hey, you know who's still living, though? Betty White.
No, Betty White, 96. Yeah. Man, I bet Betty White still gets frisky. Maybe her and Stan Lee should move in together.
I mean, who else is that old?
No dead people in the Deadpool yet, if you guys wanted an update.
Yeah. Well, how come we weren't invited for this year's?
Yeah, no shit.
Sorry, guys.
We even had a whole thing about it last year, about we want to do it, and then you didn't invite us.
We could have done our own.
Hey, a couple of things. Let's get into a couple of things before we do. This is going to be another big episode because we're going to review the six beers.
It's because Scott's here.
Because Scott's here.
That's why.
So it's a special episode. But I wanted a couple of notes coming up soon. Next Tuesday night, we will be at Shamrocks for Beer School for second shift brewery. The entire brewery family is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
So they'll be here. We might not get any of them on because there's so many going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle will come on. It'll be a good time. And then also at the Beer Sauce Shop, January 26th, that's a Saturday before the Super Bowl, they're having Sauce Bowl, and it's a wing tasting, and we're going to set up at that and go on the air after and talk about
who's
it.
Supplying okay. wings?
What time are you doing that?
I don't know. That's from noon to 4 is the Sauce Bowl.
Nice.
So after that.
Is that like a chili cook-off
no,
type situation?
It's a okay. It's, Andrew doesn't quite have all the details. They're just setting up, and it's a bunch of sauces made from beer sauces and
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
A bunch
okay.
of wings.
Cool.
So, and then February 22nd, that is the, and you know, that's a ways off, but making his triumphant return to our podcast will be one Shane Presley coming back with the Rock Paper Podcast.
Wow. I said I didn't have time for that.
I know, but
I'm just kidding.
he solidified his status of being one of my favorite guests because he tagged me in a picture on Facebook today.
Yeah.
He found the beer flavored Jelly Bellies and he's going to bring them. He bought them for
nice.
Me and he's bringing
wow,
them.
Wow, that's cool.
I mean,
how does he know your love for Jelly Bellies?
Yeah. Or beer. I think that was
oh,
the Trump
I guess so.
Card there. And then, of course, we're going to record during Royal Rumble next week. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm watching the fights this weekend, so.
Maybe.
I'm doing that. So
maybe.
Now, she listen.
We've been busy all week. I'd like to take a time out from
to watch.
People.
Yeah, you just want to night by yourself.
Well, people don't need to come over. I'll watch it by myself. I'm watching that heavyweight championship.
We'll open
fight.
The blinds and Scott will be outside with binoculars going, yeah.
I already asked him. He works this week.
I'll be working.
So, all of that said, let's get out of that. Let's stop talking because now, here we go, the third time for the Beer Sauce Shop Presents Andrew the Beer Guys, this time not so blind beer review. So, yay! We're going to lie to play. They're not so happy about that one. But we're going to get into it. So, we're going to make Missy grab beer number one. I'm going to let you pick which ones come out first.
All right.
So, how does this work?
Then? Well, great power comes
first. We're going to drink. She's going to hand me the beer. I'm going to open it and tell you all about what we're drinking.
Okay.
Or Missy can tell us all what we're drinking, however she wants to get
Remember,
into
that
it.
That didn't go so well last time.
Yeah, so she's going to hand it to me. And then you're going to, at the end of our conversation, we're going to open, drink, get into our topic. And at the end of our topic, we're going to rate on a scale of 1 to 6 pack
okay.
what this is worth.
What did you want
to
drink last?
The chocolate one, the black can. So avoid that.
So fire up your own taps, folks.
Yeah, get ready. This is going to get hairy.
Okay.
We got drunk at Christmas on this.
Oh, did you really?
We did the 12 beers at Christmas.
Oh,
they
somebody
had up there.
Threw up.
One of us threw up. I can tell you, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but none of the guys did.
That was a lot of beer.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, after the thing that when you came over to my house, I was miserable.
So I think I talked about it on the air, but the the bottle share that Scott had, the private bottle share for me and him and two other friends, did not end well for hardly.
It was.
It let Nick was the most sober.
Yeah,
but he had to be a little tipsy.
He had to be.
Forgive me. What was our friend's name?
Sterling.
Sterling. Sterling was a super cool guy. A bit of a pussy because he turned in at like 9 o'clock. So
was that the guy that was looked like he was sleeping in the
picture? Yeah.
Yes.
He passed out before that. So like, all right, we got to take a picture
up.
Before you.
Super good guy. Super good guy. But he turned in quick.
Well, him and I started drinking. To be fair, at like 3 o'clock.
Not fair. What? He turned in at 9 o'clock. And Scott and I, we powered through, and we were both drunk, but not as much as this guy.
Dude,
I called it a night at like 10:30 and 11. And he was going strong with new people over to drink with.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So he texted me 2 days later that he had just finally got out of bed.
I didn't get out of bed the next day.
He didn't respond to me. I texted him saying, man, the struggle is real. This hangover is... And he never responded. I go, Scott must be dead.
How'd that play with your family?
With my family?
Yeah.
She understood. Like, it was a good night because Tiffany got a hotel.
Okay.
She stayed over at... She actually stayed
smart.
At Nick's house.
Oh, okay.
Buddy Nick's house. And then Stella stayed with a babysitter
overnight.
So we had it planned.
Yeah,
so,
smart man.
One of those things where you kind of you know what's going to happen.
You know it's going to be a disaster.
And you just don't want to deal with a kid that doesn't care that you're hungover the next day.
Here, take some of mine.
I'm going to.
But since then, like my favorite beers are stouts, porters, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Ever since then, I've continued to try to drink some. And it's like... Like, remember in high school when the first thing you got really drunk and hungover on?
Sure.
First time
that's
you...
What
well, it's like when everybody says, oh, I don't really like Southern like, Comfort.
It's that's a lot right. like in high school when you had your first sexual experience and you can't look at the girl ever again because you can no longer respect
her.
Or my right hand.
Yeah, or your right hand.
So it's just, I can't do it, man.
All right.
I've been easing back into it. So I've been all IPAs and just light shit.
So everybody,
I'm hoping this goes well.
Everybody, cheers to Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, for the six pack. And let's get to going on this, and then I'll tell you what we're drinking.
Ugh, it smells like butt.
Missy gets a point for the butt smell. Missy gets the first point of the night.
Yay. It's not very cold either.
Tiffany says it smells like burps. If it's something that she doesn't like, it smells like burps.
Bender likes it when I say a beer tastes like meat.
Yeah.
Or smells like meat. I'm like,
pretty
it smells
much,
like smoked meat.
Pretty much kills it for him. So anyway, what we're drinking here is the Lustgarten Dark Lager with raspberries.
Yeah, I thought there was a
fruit in there. Yeah, it was just fruity smell. But
and the color.
I'm going to guess one of the lightest beers we're going to have in this, 5.7 ABV. It's a, like I said, it's a lager with a raspberry finish. It's a very light raspberry finish, so it's pleasant for me to drink. I can do this. But that said, I got one thing I wanted to talk about. I want to get out the sad news right away, but I did want to talk about this. Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries died this past week.
She gone.
Age 46. You would have got a lot of points in that. Too soon. I wish I had a too soon button for you.
Let's just make sure this whole story doesn't linger, all right?
But yeah, I'm not giving you a point for that. I'm getting you for the she gone.
Because everyone has used a linger joke this week.
I'm giving you a point for she gone, not for the too soon. In fact, I'm going to create a too soon button on here.
You probably should.
So anyway, age 46. Has anybody seen how? Why?
Oh, no. They just said it was sudden. I thought you were asking, has anyone seen
Cranberries?
So has
anybody made zombie jokes?
Well, yeah.
Sure
well,
yes, well. I have seen zombie jokes.
Okay, so the next note I had on here, obviously their biggest hits were Linger and Zombie. Linger got a little bit more replay in the late 2000s, because Community Season 2 had a episode where the rumor... An innuendo was that the Linger was written about Jeff Winger, and it was Winger instead of Linger. And so they had a whole episode about it. So apparently he had an affair with her early.
Did she show up on the show?
I don't remember. It's been a while since season
Irish?
Two. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeremy, why don't you tell everyone what you think the song is about?
I think it's about a poop. It's a fart. You got to let it linger, you know?
Every time it comes on, me and the girls are like, ugh.
So
that's a dad joke right there.
So how about where in the grand scheme of 90s music, so mid-90s is when they came out, how do you think they're remembered and where do they rank in the 90s music scene for you guys?
I would say top 50.
It was a lot of groups. But they had an impact.
I never dug them. I don't know anybody who has dug them. They know they got a little bit of a cult following.
Me as a female, I totally dug them.
Can you name a third song?
Well, yeah.
Is that
just not right now.
I've seen him in concert. It was a great concert.
What about you, Scott? Because I know you're a fan of music.
I am a fan of music, but it's I would say forgettable to me, which is sad. I mean, besides, if you like you said, if you can you name a third song? No, you can't. So that's not a.
I tell you, I think I've got their ranking perfect. I think they are ahead of Four Non-Blondes and behind Garbage. I think that's their spot.
Okay.
Because Four Non-Blondes, oh my God, oh, and I pray, oh my God, no, I pray. They were awful, awful. And I think that there was talent with them.
For sure. I'm not saying she sucked.
But I don't think they were quite as big as Garbage was.
No, Garbage is still...
Still touring. Going. Well, apparently Dolores O'Riordan was still recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're still together, right?
Yeah, they were very recording sudden, together, so. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's just a sad note. You know, I thought it was worth mentioning. And I'm trying this episode to not talk about politics or sexual assault. So every topic I brought...
Too late.
Had.
When did we talk about
when did we talk
just
about?
Now.
Oh.
You did say Trump earlier.
Come on. But not while we were recording the episode. Okay, cool. So anyway, so that was the only thing I wanted to get into in beer one. But what I do want to get into right now is to start with the flop and find out where she ranks the, what did I call it again? What is it, Scott?
Lustgarten.
Lustgarten.
See, I would go see Lustgarten.
Yeah, that'd be a good bit. And who does this? Is this a Santa Fe Brewing Company? I think there's a couple of Santa Fes in there. So, Missy?
This is not a bad beer. If I went to the store, I probably wouldn't buy it on my own for sure. If it was given to me, I would drink it again.
Okay,
I'll give it out of six beers, a 2.75.
2.75. Oh, wow. So 2¾ beers of that six pack. Scott,
I would give it a solid one. For me.
Wow!
And you're the first one done.
Yeah,
he's like, get it out of here.
It's got a decent kind of a fruity flavor.
You would not have liked 12 Beers of Christmas.
No.
No.
Scott, you have a decent fruity flavor.
Yeah, you know I do. But
you're really going to the well on that joke, aren't you?
It's definitely a beer sauce purchase, meaning like it's something that I'd buy and be okay with having bought one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd be really upset.
We've talked before. That's the beauty of that store.
That's what's great about it. But this would definitely be a bottom drawer beer for me.
How about your bottom drawer beer?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to give this a 4. I dig it, man.
Wow.
I think it's a nice, refreshing 4. Beer.
Mm.
I think it's still a little heavy for a summertime drink.
I may be basing this off of the nightmare of the 12 beers before Christmas. Yes. Scott.
Here's the thing with our beers. We either
you drank
are
all 12 in one night? One
yeah,
sitting?
We
doesn't
all
sound
did.
Like a
we
lot
split
for four
them.
People, but it was.
Yeah, it was rough. And they were all very high ABV. And here's the thing with Andrew: it's either gonna be pure torture, or it's gonna hit a home run. Rarely do we get middle ground, which Missy got with this one. But yeah, it's rough.
It's rough. A nice line drive single.
I'm gonna give this a 2.5, and I don't mean that to be bad towards it. I think it's okay. It's not one I would buy again. But as for a raspberry beer, it's one that I enjoyed. And I hate raspberry beers. I hate fruity beers. You know, because I'm a man. Damn it. And I hate fruity beers. That said, Missy, get the next beer.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Missy, get the tables.
Get the tables. Here we go. What do you got?
You read it.
All right. Oh, this one I was looking forward to. So, Beer Sauce recently had a Walnut River tap takeover. They're from El Dorado, Kansas. I like this one because it's called Irish Red Warbeard.
Oh,
so
dude.
It's a badass looking can.
It is a badass
can. That
can
is not fucking
and
around.
And I will tell you guys what's...
Let's try it first, and then you tell us what kind it is.
All right.
See if we can
pass
guess.
The glass. Somebody better carry this show while I'm pouring.
Oh, that's usually Tom.
I'll go run into one of my topics. How about this girl from the University of Alabama who's got a little bit of a racist mouth? Did you hear about this?
Another?
She got a little bit of what?
About the sports team rant, right?
All right, here we go. Her name is Harley Barber.
Racist already.
Harley is hardly going to school anymore at the University of Alabama after posting an Instagram video where she dropped the N-word a few times.
Mm.
Then, after she got called out on it, posted a second Instagram video, doubled down, and said the N-word a lot more times. The sorority she was in kicked her out. The university kicked her out soon after, and she has been trending on the old Twitter tweets like nobody's
she
business.
She can't help it. Her dad, uncle, and aunt, mom.
Her dad,
can,
yeah.
You know.
It is Bama.
You guys need to see these videos. It's bad. This girl's from New Jersey. Just like, what? How dumb do you have to be?
What? She's from New Jersey?
She's from New Jersey. Went to the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Wow. How do you get to Alabama from New Jersey?
You probably...
On the racist train, in her opinion?
I'm pretty sure if you're racist, Alabama's not where you want to go.
I think she went because Alabama's kind of a party school, and she seems like she is calling back to where we were using earlier. Retarded.
Retarded.
Well, so did we rule
that's
that?
How she
we
says
can still
it
use that, right? We're going to use it in this podcast. Hey. I say it all the time. I apparently have a coworker that has a kid with autism, and I say retarded constantly.
Does that coworker call you out?
No, because he's kind of a wuss, but he's a nice guy. He was in Grand Rapids with me, and I felt bad the whole time.
I am
Here's
totally
the girl's Turner, what do you think?
Oh, she's touching her.
She looks pretty racist.
Oh, let me see that. Huh. She looks like she has a touch of some kind of
Middle
other
Eastern?
Heritage in
yeah.
it.
Yeah, she looks
Italian,
like she's
from Jersey.
The Jersey Shore.
She could be Irish. So it always
but
baffles
got,
me when...
Like, are you guys are parents or daughters? If this was your
allegedly.
Daughter, what would you guys do? What would be your
Slap
response?
The shit out of her.
How old is she?
She is 19.
She's an adult.
Foot in her ass, though.
Yeah.
I'm if I was dad, I would say, hey, I'm just going to cut your credit cards off till you get right. your shit straight. And then yeah. she'd be like, I love the black people.
That's going to be the worst 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, here's beer number two. Did we cheers and everybody take a drink?
Yay! Yay!
This is, like I said, this is from Walnut River. It's an Irish Red Warbeard. It is a red ale. It's pretty tame.
Yeah.
A
little 5.5% ABV.
Warbeard, more like peaceful protest beard. Am I right?
So I can't give you a point if you give yourself your own bad laugh.
That's part of the
That's
joke.
The point.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm not giving you a point.
It's always been a shtick.
No, Missy's right. I was going to win this game with these, and you're trying to hold me down.
Yeah.
Jeremy will win this game.
Point to
He's
me. Bender
keeping,
won the first time.
But he keeps score, so.
Yeah,
I'm awarding the points over here.
I remember Tony Rioli keeping score for himself on Around the Horn.
Yeah. Who was the original host?
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman, that's right. No, it was Tony Rioli. Oh, yeah, it was Kellerman first, then Tony Rioli.
Yeah,
that's
Tony
right.
Yeah, Stat Boy.
Yep, that's true. All right, so real quick on this topic, actually, I just want to hear everybody's thoughts. I mean, we're approaching the this is the Eve weekend for the Super Bowl. This is the crowning games for the NFC and AFC.
Are we allowed to use Super Bowl? I think that's kind of trademark.
I don't think we're selling this. So
they're calling it
the
big game.
Yeah. Oh, fuck them. The NFL could come at me. I don't
it's
give a
so
shit.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. So we've got the one-handed Tom Brady against the Jacksonville Jaguars, the upstart, the feisty Jaguars,
yeah.
who apparently Hall of Fame-bound Ben Roethlisberger can't beat, but Jimmy GQ can torch him.
Did you see that Jacksonville Bakery sent him a bunch of
turnovers. Yeah, I'd appreciate
Seven
it.
Turnovers.
Yeah,
that's something your mom would like. That's like your mom jokes.
Oh.
Like, oh, did you see this? It's all this bakery.
Ah, okay.
No.
Okay. And then on the other side, we've got the Philadelphia, the squeaking by because they don't have a quarterback in theory, Philadelphia Eagles,
yeah.
against the Minnesota Vikings.
Otherwise known as the Jeff Fisher Bowl.
You two quarterbacks Fisher couldn't win with in the NFC Championship.
They are not fucking going 7-9.
So hold on, I want to go back. So I heard on the I heard this story that this guy put a $990 bet on the Jaguars. February last year.
Oh, what were they going off
what were
at?
The odds at?
Yeah.
100-1 odds.
Woo.
And that's if they money. Win the Super Bowl, this dude will win $99,000.
Yeah, nice.
So that's insane.
Yeah, that's a good return on your investment.
They
got a good shot. They
have a great shot.
They got a good shot. I mean, their defense, but Tom Brady is like the surgeon.
But
one style of defense beats him. That's right. The NASCAR defense from New York. That six down linemen that are all run 4.640s.
Yep.
Who's the... Tom Coughlin is with the Jaguars.
That's true. He knows how to beat them.
Right.
Yeah,
he
Tom
knows very
Coughlin,
well how
yeah.
to beat them.
In fact, he's done it
yeah.
twice uh-huh. in the Super Bowl.
In the biggest game.
What about...
I feel like the whole NFL has... I can't speak all of a sudden.
As you used to have a podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Just get away from it. It's not why it's not on anymore.
Yeah, it was well written because he had to read the script the whole time.
Right. They're very underrated, I think.
I'm going to give Tom a point for that joke.
Go ahead.
They're like the Terriers.
We don't even
podcasts.
Know where you're going. All right, Scott, -1. -1 for those comments. Yeah.
So going around the room real quick, who's everybody rooting for to win the Super Bowl of the sport teams?
I kind of want to see
the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I want to see a home game. I want to see a team have a home game in the Super Bowl.
Cool.
So I'm rooting for Minnesota.
No.
But
being a Packers fan, there's no chance I can root for
that's
that.
True. I get sure. that. I actually don't care who wins. Not one care in the world.
I'd be okay if Minnesota doesn't win, but I'm rooting for Jacksonville.
I get it. You know what?
Only
it's a nice story.
Underdog.
It's yeah. a nice story. I don't know if you guys know this, but it is there between all four teams, there are five Super Bowl championships.
And all of them are the Pats.
And all of them are in one team, right. The Patriots, yeah.
I believe the other three teams are combined 0-6.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the Eagles,
Jaguars.
So 0-6
sucks, I can tell you that right now. Hey, I'm giving myself a point. I won the game.
I'd like to see the Eagles, Jaguars, but I think it'd also be like the most underrated Super Bowl of all time.
I think the Eagles are the team that no matter what happens are coming out fine because they have a future MVP candidate right. on their mm-hmm. team mm-hmm. who's not there. So they're overachieving in my opinion. Yeah. So, all right, let's rate a beer. Melissa Jane, the flop.
Oh, this is pretty light and easy. I'll give it a, I don't know. I liked it better than the last one because it's not so fruity. So I'll give it a 3.25.
Oh, I like it when she gets these arbitrary unrounded numbers.
She's used Untappd.
Yeah.
I feel like Dave Meltzer rankings.
Oh, yeah, deserts. Really. If it would have been, it'd have been four in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going solid three.
Solid three. Yeah. He liked
it's something
it.
That you can definitely have a few of.
I definitely sure. could drink a lot of these. Yeah. All right, Badger.
I got to go with Turner there. I'd say a solid three. Doesn't knock my socks off, but yeah, definitely have two or three of these.
Drinkable, for sure.
I'm staying consistent with the 2.5. It's just, I mean, it's good, again. I could drink a lot of these in a sitting, so...
So if we're still talking about the Super Bowl, yep. I don't know if we are. I am. Are you excited about halftime? Are any of you dudes excited about halftime? With JT?
I do like JT.
I like the halftime shows. Yeah, I like the Lady Gaga show last year.
Oh, Lady Gaga was great.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. I like JT
wait,
too.
How'd you say that?
Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
Isn't her name Gaga?
So weird.
I like that there was a part of you, a large part of you, that thought she was mispronouncing Gaga. As opposed to just intentionally saying that.
I
could see the look on his face. He was like, what the
I was like,
fuck
Scooby
is
doing?
Wrong?
Whoop.
Who is this Rube at the end of the bar? Melissa, will you grab the
I would
third
never
beer?
Say Rube. We have an alliance.
Hoosier? Oh, yeah, you guys do have an alliance. When I die, he's not going to marry her, but he will inherit half my stuff because of their alliance. This is one, as I was getting it, that the whole beer sauce shop was a buzz with what it is. It is... I'll tell you in a little bit, because this is where shit's getting real.
You said, yeah. Well.
I know what's coming. So somebody talk why.
Have you had this already? Was this part of your Christmas 12-pack?
No, none of these. These are all
okay.
new. He gives us new ones every time.
Okay.
So, all right, next thing I have. Have you seen this Nintendo Labo?
Is that a labia?
Yeah, that's where I went.
It's not a Nintendo Labia. It is a Nintendo Labo. It is an add-on for the... Nintendo Switch, and you guys got to see the video. I'll post a link to the Rapcast page on Facebook. It's basically a piece of cardboard that you can put around your Nintendo Switch, and it kind of like, it's hard to explain.
It's like a robot type thing?
Kind of, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw it on a Kotaku review today on Facebook.
No.
People have
it looks
stuff.
Kind of cool. I think that I wouldn't...
I don't know what the point of it, though.
I think just to be just different cool. and creative.
Nintendo Switch does weird things, man. I'm close to getting Zelda, which was Game of the Year this year.
You're not close.
I'm very close. She doesn't know. I'll get it, and she'll never
it's
know.
It's Hayden's, right. And she has two more games to get before you even get Zelda.
She wants 1-2 Switch and Super Mario Odyssey, both of which I'm going to play.
Yeah.
So I'm good either way.
Good news is
look at it.
Super, super creative. I don't know. The retail price for it is, I believe, $70.
What?
For yeah,
cardboard?
For a piece of cardboard.
So we'll have to look at it.
I could score my own cardboard.
He's not doing
it
justice.
Up.
So yeah, I'll sell you
no,
one for
$10.
No, I'm
not doing it justice. It's impossible to describe without looking at it.
Yeah. All right.
This does not.
Here we go.
Good.
Everybody, take a drink of
Scott's
the old.
Faces.
This
it
is.
Taste good either.
I'm going to give you a name of it. It's Funkworks. It's a
Funkworks.
Is that part of the description?
No, that's
like
the,
how you would
probably,
describe it after
it's
you
the,
taste it.
That's the brewery. It's called Tropic King. Take a drink, and then we'll tell you what it is. I'm not looking forward to it.
It's not bad. The aftertaste is kind of like a mermaid's vagina.
Yeah. Imperial Saison Ale.
What did you just say?
I said the aftertaste is kind of like a mermaid's vagina.
Mm.
I don't know what either one of those things tastes like, so.
Does a mermaid
would. I think you're drinking it.
Yeah.
Tell me the logistics of how a mermaid's vagina works. Where's it at?
Well,
how's
she's
got to
come out of the
what
water and walk around New York
well,
City.
Well, how else would a mermaid pee?
I don't know.
It's got to come out somewhere.
The end of her tail.
She opens her mouth boop, 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 like that boop, boop. Snake bad guys on the He-Man toy line.
Under the clit. Under the clit.
Come on, that deserves a point.
He's up to three. Although I almost took one from him earlier.
What a punishment.
Yeah, well, he's still on the hot seat. here, what topic did I have wrote down for this? Oh, we can, again, this can be real quick. I just want to know, did you guys see this Turpin family? The 13 kids?
All right, so I've only seen the headlines. I've not read anything about it.
Okay, you want to know the most fucked up thing about it?
We do, Missy, we do.
The oldest kid was 29 fucking years
right.
old.
They go from age 2
That's
to 29.
That's not a kid anymore.
No.
The six younger kids were chained to their beds when...
This is the House of Horrors thing they keep talking about?
Yeah. One of the kids escaped the house, made it to a phone.
Okay.
Neighbor's house, called the police, told them what was happening. The police obviously have to investigate, and they were horrified that it was 100% accurate what was going on. So they were malnutrition. They were chained to their bed. A lot of people had never seen the kids, that neighbors.
Okay.
But here's the fucked up deal. The family took them on vacations to Vegas, to Disney World. The mom,
to renew their vows.
They renewed their vows. Yeah. It was a strange deal. And when you look at the pictures, especially in the... Well, first off, the husband's haircut, awful. But the wife...
Oh, it was like Captain Kangaroo.
It really was. Really, and the,
so like Mark Davis?
No, like Lloyd or Harry from... Dumb and Dumber, like, you know, that Jeff Daniels when he does.
Yeah, you see Mark Davis, the Raiders.
Oh, right? Yeah. So, God, what is the deal with the bad style in the Davis family? Holy shit. Anyway, so, yeah, her eyes look like there's a lot of crazy in it.
Yeah.
And apparently they spit on cops and they were screaming when they got her. Like,
the kids were?
The parents. Okay. The kids were acted like they had never seen people before, they said.
Oh, that's so sad.
And they're mentally slow and the adults even look like they're kids because they're so malnutrition.
The police have released, they haven't released all the statements, but they did say that the doctors have said that these kids have a long way to go to get healthy.
Yeah,
not just emotional, but physically healthy. Like, yeah. They're bad off.
No vaccinations, no doctors.
Sure.
No,
just they're on antibiotics.
Here's
right
the deal,
now.
Too. The guy used to work for, like, not Boeing, but another one of those aeronautical.
Lockheed Martin?
Yeah, Lockheed Martin.
Wow.
And then he worked for someone else. They've declared bankruptcy three times in life.
So they're all his kids?
His and her kids. Amen. And they live in what looks like a $400,000 or $500,000 house.
But it's a four-bedroom house for 15 people.
It's a, yeah.
So they're all born in the house?
No, that's the thing. These kids have been out of the house.
They don't go to school or anything.
But they're all homeschooled, and yeah, so they just...
Yeah, he applied for some sort of...
To be principal.
Yeah, to have an in-home school.
Yeah, the something had snapped, and we're not sure. They don't know the timeline. The police haven't put together, but as best they can say from family, there's family members that have not seen any of the kids. Wow. So,
yeah, because the youngest was 2.
Yeah. So
I can imagine health insurance is pretty expensive for them.
Yeah.
Any kids.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, let them kids die. That's why you have so many, so you can replace them. Yeah, just a strange deal. So, all right, that said, speaking of strange deals, let's talk about this Imperial Saison floppy.
No, it's not bad for an Imperial or a Saison.
So for all those strikes against it, what would you give it a rating of?
I don't know. 1.5?
That sounds pretty bad.
It's pretty rough. I rated it a 1 on Untappd, so I'd go another solid 1.
What's this thing called?
Called Tropic
Funk
King
Works.
From Funk Works.
It's
with a E.
Funk.
Funk Works with an E.
Yeah, it's just too much going on. It's trying to be super fancy.
What's
a
Saison? Yeah. Those are fancy.
Yeah.
Saisons are fancy.
And I don't like that it tells you what temperature to serve it at.
Yeah,
it's super annoying to me.
I don't like my beer tell me what to do.
Right. 50 degrees in a flower glass,
See?
Tell me what to do, devil woman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, here's the thing.
I gotta say, for a Saison, not bad.
Last drink was not good.
I mean, I made the comment about it tasting like Ariel's cooter there, but I still get a 2.5.
Well, you gave it a name.
I'm about to give you a point away for saying Ariel's cooters. So, what'd you give it? What was yours, Reggie?
2.5.
2.5. All right. I'm gonna go 2. It's gonna be my lower. It's not bad. It's a Saison. I don't typically like Saisons, and this is not really that different. I bet this beer has a big following because Saisons have...
Do they really?
Yeah. Those wild yeasts and those things like that, those are massive hits when it comes to your beers and stuff. And Flop is out!
Yeah.
So those that don't know, obviously they don't. We are watching our nephew, so obviously, and he's a baby. He's 6 months old, so she had to go. So Scott now has inherited the role of the beer getter. So beer number 4.
All right.
Beer number 4.
Number 4, or also known as the fourth beer.
All right, so I got our topic, unless you got something.
I got more stuff, but we'll wait.
All right, we'll go with this. Why don't you go?
No,
you
go ahead. I got one we have to get the beer right, open. Go ahead.
Let's go this.
I'll pour.
So we were talking earlier about 2018 being the year of kind of a continuation year of. You got to be careful what you say.
Kind of the continuation of 17?
See this article. There you go. Seeing this article, Friends is taking heat right now on Netflix because it's available on Netflix now.
Because it's so risky.
It is being criticized as sexist and homophobic.
If you remember right, other countries wouldn't show it when it was on. New.
Because it was sexist and homophobic?
Because it showed women that weren't wearing...
Yeah, and it was very suggestive and sexual and, you know. So, fuck those people.
Okay, so that was in the 90s. And this is still this country.
Many people have been pointing out that several of the sitcom jokes center around the homosexuality of Ross's ex-wife and Chandler's fears that he'll be mistaken for a gay man.
Yeah, that was in a whole episode. They devoted a whole episode to that.
I feel like...
Get over it. Yeah, get over it, people.
A lot of, if you look back at sitcoms from like 15, 20 years from now, you're going to find a lot of those jokes. And
fuck, don't watch All in the Family.
Yeah, right. No shit, right?
Don't watch Goofy cartoons, which we've been watching all week.
You like Goof Troop?
No, like, I guess Goofy was like an old Looney Tunes style cartoons. And it's all like, when the women's gone.
You mean Disney's Goofy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have all like old style Mickey and.
Yeah. The original style.
Now that Goofy's retarded.
Mm. Yeah, super retarded.
If you remember, those were like the 50s.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But so that, I mean, that's the same level of offensive. It's just everybody's eager to be offended all the time now.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say everybody, but.
Yeah, you know, I think people are looking
the majority.
To, and don't get me wrong, there's definitely offensive things out there, like this stupid broad who is, you know, throwing the N-bomb out on her Instagram video. That's just
ridiculous.
But looking back at sitcoms from 25 years ago and getting pissed off because
that's stupid.
Turn it off.
Like,
I'm with you. That's dumb. Did you finish that beer so I can pour you a beer?
Yeah, hold on. So, follow up question. Let's say you had to rob a bank, and you had to pick one friend. You had to rob a bank. You had to pick one friend's character to help you rob said bank. Who do you pick, and why is it Monica?
I'm going with Ross.
Ross?
Yeah.
I'm going Phoebe. She's got a track record of breaking the law.
Yeah,
she was a criminal on the street.
Super dumb.
Yeah. But
female.
She was a criminal on the street, and she robbed Ross when he was a kid.
That's true.
And she was the toughest
of
all of them.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
He was a bully.
Yeah.
I'd say Ross just because he's super smart, and I think he would be able to figure out a way to get away with it.
Huge vagina, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
So? He could drive the truck.
That'll work.
I don't know. Do you think we should
go in the front door or go in the back?
She's organized. She can get tough. She can crack the whip.
Yeah, but she'd be too OCD.
Here's why,
fuck everything up.
Here's why Monica would be good.
I just
good.
Need to come up with a plan, and then I can execute that plan.
Well, she would be the one to be able to justify it, because Monica could justify being evil on the show.
I'm
so.
Still sticking Ross. Or that monkey.
I'm going to stay with Phoebe.
Marcel,
which later starred in Outbreak 2 with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, his show just got canceled.
Oh, yeah, but this was a fake Outbreak 2 that they filmed on the set of Friends, and they were reunited. Man, I know my friends.
Jesus, man.
What's Jean-Claude Van Damme's best movie?
I don't know, but I've
what was the hockey movie?
Sudden Death.
Oh, Sudden
that
Death.
One. Yes.
Oh,
where he fights the mascot.
I did.
That was the best.
I did like the Quest. It was his attempt to make a Enter the Dragon, but he's got so many bad ones.
Legionnaire.
Yeah, Legionnaire's not bad. Universal Soldier was the first one.
Underrated.
Was pretty solid. Yeah.
Of course, you got Bloodsport.
I do have a friend that moved out to. Los Angeles to be a writer years and years and years ago, well before I knew him, and the house he was staying at, Jean-Claude Van Damme was his cousin was a cameraman for a higher up at Fox, or a cameraman for Fox, and they had to house Jean-Claude Van Damme while he was in town once, and he just walked around with his dick out playing with it in front of everybody asking when he could get some whores.
Huh.
Apparently not a good guy. MTV caught him on spring break cheating on his wife on camera. He was in the background of a car cheating, putting the moves on a woman. So, I mean, they have to put the circle on it, you know. But anyway, hey, let's take a drink of this beer.
Who wins in a fight, Seagal or Van Damme?
I think Van Damme all day.
Yeah, Seagal's a big fake bastard, man. Oh, I don't like this.
He's just a cook.
Oh, I see. This is our second outing from Santa Fe Brewing Company. It is a freestyle pilsner. I don't know what that means, so I'm going to read the description. It is brewed with traditional ingredients, but this is not your Czech grandma's pilsner, unless she was half German and liked crisp, easy drinking pilsners with malty balance and bright hop flavors.
You know, for a salesman, you need to really throw in some salesman pitches there. This isn't your grandma.
Yeah, I don't want to, though. the hop flavor resulting from an unhurried lagering process, in which case we stand corrected. I don't like it.
Jesus, what a dumb description.
Like, yeah, I don't like it. It's a 5.5% ABV freestyle pilsner, and pilsners aren't my favorite
to
either.
Be fair, yeah, you don't like pilsners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'll drink this, right? But, you know,
well, you're drinking because it's in front of you, but
yeah,
would that's you buy
my,
it again?
No,
yeah,
no, definitely not.
So that I don't. Bad. I think this is a not a good commercial for Santa Fe Brewing Company. two of them.
We've trashed worse breweries.
For me, Santa Fe's always been kind of middly.
Really, I've never tried anything from them before.
So
not impressed.
My topic I brought up for this was: did you guys see this couple? Or this couple? That was a stewardess couple, the husband-wife stewardess combination.
Flight attendant, sorry.
Yeah, stewardess, is that the way you go? On the Chilean flight, Pope Francis's flight.
Okay.
They were on here, and this was a bunch of Vatican people, so it wasn't like a public, like Pope Francis just went flying coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he flying charter?
So I think it was a privately chartered plane.
Yeah, think he'd sit on the wing?
Yeah, he could sit wherever he wanted. He's the Pope. So this couple telling Pope Francis how they're married with two kids, and they just asked him, would you bless our marriage? So the Pope says, did you guys get married in the church? And they say, no, we weren't able to get married in the church. He said, well, can I marry you now? And
what?
So the Pope on this flight.
Who doesn't love this Pope?
Stood up. Yeah. That's why I wanted to get your opinion in a second. But they went even so far as that the officials for the Vatican that were with him officially wrote, notarized, and signed a marriage certificate for them. So now the Vatican Church recognizes them.
Wow. Like Catholic people? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they just weren't married in a church. And so they officially can be say, even though it was a plane, it was blessed by the Pope. So therefore, it was a church.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not Catholic, nor will I ever be. I don't pretend to be. I have said, though, in the past, were I to choose a religion, I'd go with the one that allows me to drink heavily. So that would be the Catholic Church. You being a more liberal person and less conservative, I love this Pope. And being a Catholic man, what do you think?
Oh, how can you not love him? I mean,
better than that last one that looked like the devil.
Well, yeah, they when Benedict got the white smoke, if you will,
even had that name.
What's that?
This is the name.
Yeah, Benedict the 16th. I mean, he wasn't the Hitler Youth. I mean, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
It was a transition. The church didn't really know what to do. They didn't know if they wanted to keep the path of John Paul, who was the second. He was, you know, fairly liberal, but not too liberal. But there was a lot of...
John Paul was a politician. He kind of towed what he needed to tow.
Yeah, he was a little liberal, but like he wasn't ready to go the full 180 from where the church was.
Yeah.
And there was a fight in the church with the old European guard and Latin America and Africa
Catholics.
And the rest of the world. And Benedict was a transition while there were some negotiations, and Francis is the guy who took the ball. He's been phenomenal. He's getting people to talk about the Catholic Church again after years of negative publicity in a positive light.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's making more people, you know, convert or stay. The apparently priest admission is a little up.
That's
good. I mean, going from like 3 to like 5.
I think anybody, especially you being Catholic, I think anybody positive and in a positive light in the...
Yeah. You guys got a long track record of black eyes. So.
It's the slowest moving
It's a hard one to dig out of.
You got a lot... And just when you think you guys are getting your foothold, some priest goes and rapes another kid.
Yeah, somebody's...
It's the us two movement. Hey, don't forget about us movement.
Yeah. We were first, ladies.
Yeah. We win.
Wouldn't surprise me if Kevin Spacey ends up being the Bishop of Philippines.
All right. Well, speaking of this too, what are you rating this beer?
I say a solid 2. I mean, it's not. Again, there hasn't been a whole lot of good things tonight for me to say about these, but
that's why we review them.
It's okay at best.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's something else that to me for the two that we've seen from them from Santa Fe, I wouldn't buy anything else from them.
Well, maybe Santa Fe wouldn't buy anything from you.
No, they shouldn't.
Probably not after those reviews.
Yeah, really.
So I'm just not impressed.
No.
I gotta say.
So what did you give it, 2? All right.
I gave it 2.
I gave it a 3. I think it's... I like pilsners. I like the...
Mr. Grass is always greener over here.
Yeah.
Mr. Middle of the Road.
Middle of the Road.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm really bad about that.
Too soon, Tom? Middle of the road, Tom?
I don't want Santa Fe to maybe sponsor this podcast 5 years from now. I'm like, oh.
Or prove us wrong. Prove us wrong, Santa Fe.
Give me something good.
Give us the good beer. Let us try it.
Reminds me of the Simpsons where... Please, Edna, these kids have no futures. Prove me wrong, kids.
So you
prove
gave it,
me wrong.
You gave it a 3?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it, first, I'm going to give it this. Nice. And then second, I'm going to give it a 2. I'm back with you. I'm man, nothing is, everything's struggling to get above that 2.5 from me today. But that's okay. So real quick, while he's pouring this beer, I got a new one for you. This is my favorite can of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so... well, anything. If you got anything else, Tom, talk about it while I'm pouring.
I do. So this is coming.
I just opened. That's all. I did nothing.
Courtesy of number one fan Phil Rerat.
Oh,
what's up, Rerat?
Yeah, it was. I hope this is. I had this to talk about too. I think it's gonna be the same one. Let's go.
What is it?
You talk. Go ahead.
NHL All-Star game.
Oh no, you're good.
So the NHL is getting a little flack right now because for their entertainment for the All-Star game, they picked Kid Rock. Who kind of sucks. And that's being kind of nice.
That is bad.
So, here's a website I found. I didn't find it. I found it on Twitter.
You found it?
Yeah.
Right there on Twitter where I was looking, obviously.
All right. So, here's like the going rate for certain rock bands, both old and new. So, Kid Rock going for right now $450,000 to book him.
That's a good day.
So, around that same price point, just throwing a few out there. For $500,000, you could get either Duran Duran or the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys are pretty popular right now.
Because Backstreet's back. All right.
Yeah.
My wife is upset because we're going to Mexico in like 3 weeks, and Backstreet Boys just played the resort.
I'm glad you brought that up.
What the resort that we're staying
What week is that?
I don't remember. I keep asking her.
I know I'm watching the dog.
February
I just...
February 12th, I want to say.
Okay.
Valentine's Day week. You're welcome.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. It doesn't bother me. No, I was just, yeah, we're good with it. I just couldn't remember. I wanted to make sure we weren't out of town, too. Cause, but no, we're not.
She'll survive.
We're good. Yeah, she could just dump the bag over.
Is she Gloria Gaynor?
I got to pour this beer.
Anyway, some other bands that you could get for less than Kid Rock.
Okay.
ZZ Top for $250,000.
I'm in on that so far.
Poison for $320,000. Fall Out Boy, $350,000. Incubus, $500,000.
I'm a big Incubus fan. Yeah.
Cranberries, $300,000, but you can get a discount on that right now.
God.
Still my material.
I'm going to give... Scott, you're back to zero. That negative one just disappeared.
Damn, I was all excited about that one. Yeah. No, you're fine. Maxbox 20 for $250,000.
Did you just say Maxbox 20?
Maxbox 20?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what?
Did you butcher that word?
Yeah, I did bender butcher that word. You can give them something to talk about if you got Bonnie Raitt for $250,000.
Oh, Jesus.
So, anyway, you can hear the boo. here's one for you, Scott. Jamiroquai for $300,000.
Oh, man.
Because you get knocked down, but you get up again.
Wrong person. Wrong person.
No, wait, who is that?
That was Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba.
Jamiroquai was, I'm going deeper underground. That was them.
I thought Chumbawamba was
virtual insanity.
Yeah, and then virtual insanity.
Son of a bitch.
Think of something about virtual insanity. That had to be the most perfect Jamiroquai. Hey, by the way, if you've ever listened to a Jamiroquai album, the guy sings a lot about weed. A lot about weed. And he wears funky hats and has cool videos. So,
true. Good. There's a lot of treadmills in those.
Yeah.
So, what are they going for with Kid Rock?
Kid Rock is $450,000.
No, I mean, what's the NHL looking for as far as that goes?
I don't know. Him and play some... fucking cowboy baby while Mario Lemieux does circles around him and skates. I'm not really sure. But the NHL is trying to be more hip and edgy, and
but then they go with
somebody
from 19 from the 2000s.
Yeah,
he has got an ultra conservative
fan
base.
Yeah,
because he went from being a singing about porno chicks and
now he's a,
all the homies on the corner of cell block 6
right.
to America country. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't dig him. I don't dig him.
But would you vote for him?
No. He's,
Is he still running for Senate?
No, that was all. I think that was all just smoke and mirrors.
Was it?
Yeah, he came out and said, I'm not planning on running for anything.
Yeah.
I'm Kid Fucking Rock. I make money doing what I'm doing.
He makes $450,000 an hour, apparently.
Yeah.
Gold record.
I need to be the goddamn governor.
Hmm. All right, so let's drink this beer. This beer is my favorite can. We'll get a picture of it. It is from Defiance, which is, I don't know much about Defiance. Let me see where they are.
Defiance, Missouri?
No, I don't think
way
that.
Down Highway 95.
I know where Defiance, Missouri is, assholes. Cool. It's from Hayes, Kansas. Kansas is represented. Brewed and canned by Defiance Brewing Company, Hayes, Kansas.
This is called Willy Nilly?
Willy Nilly.
I like it.
It is an ambitious beer. Previously, are proudly brewed in Hayes, Kansas, it said.
Don't judge it by the name, though.
It is a golden ale with by far one of the most entertaining cans. They also have one called Harry Knuckles.
Oh, nice. This beer has always been on my mind.
Jesus. I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I like the quiet pause there.
The beer is a joke.
Yeah. hey, I just want to bring this up, too. If you have a chance, and I'll link it on the thing, Is there maybe a cooler person in Hollywood than Tom Hardy? He just saved some puppies a couple days ago.
Oh, puppies need to be served.
Yeah, he's got no past that anyone can smear or bring up.
Not yet.
He's admitted. God, yeah, he's losing a point there. I'm taking a point away. He's down to two.
I told you this fucking game was rigged.
He said the biggest black mark on his record is that in 91, him and a buddy were signed as rappers over in Europe. And he was Tommy One and Eddie Too Tall. And someone on Reddit, turns out the producer of the record company that signed him, released the recordings. They're not bad.
Really?
He's not bad. It wasn't going to make him famous, but I got to tell you what, we couldn't do better. Sure. So, I mean,
Tom Hardy do a podcast out of his basement, though?
No, Tom Hardy certainly could not do that. I mean, but anyway, that was good. So that said, let's break this bad boy down. This is, again, Defiance Brewing Company's Willy Nilly. Is this the last one we're coming up on?
It is.
All right. So, all right, Scott, get over here and give your honest opinion.
Willy Nilly, I think, is solid. I actually really like it. It's got a nice, like, bite to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went 3.5.
What about you?
Little.
Now, is that 3.5 out of 5 or 6? Because we use a 6-point
4.5.
Scale. There you go.
Woo!
Or 4. We'll go 4.
I'm gonna you don't say, tell me what to do.
I'm my bad. 4.5. 4.5. My bad. Scott gets a point for his uppiness. There we go.
I'm going to say this is a 4, man. It's a pretty smooth. But like I said, you know, Scott was saying, it's got a nice little bite to it.
I would definitely buy a 6-pack of that.
Golden Ales are up my alley. They're the perfect balance of a lot of flavor and easy drinking.
Yep.
And I'm gonna go 3.5 on this, which is a solid score for me. So I would buy this again, based on the can alone. But other than that, yeah, I dig it. I dig the beer.
Definitely like it.
So last beer.
Freak out, everybody! Freak out.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
If I had the version 2 of the drinking rules, anytime Tom has any reference to pro wrestling, you have to take a drink.
Oh, we don't want to kill our listeners.
We just did it. You're taking a drink. Here we go. Not you. You don't have to. There was some confusion among Missy and Bender. They think the drinking game means we drink. It's the at-home participation game.
Because you're already drinking.
Yeah, we're drinking. We don't need any more excuse.
So when you listen to the show, hashtag drap drinking game.
Drap drinking game. Apparently he's drunk. Finish that beer.
Feeling good though.
Jackass.
In the neighborhood.
Jackass. Nice pun, jackass.
Speaking of feeling good in the neighborhood, I went to Applebee's on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I saw that. You had a good comparison to the Blues.
Yeah, my son took a dump in their bathroom. I was really proud of him.
Oh, good job.
At? In the bathroom.
Yeah. On the toilet.
What?
He's a potty trained individual.
Didn't he just get born?
No,
well,
he's got
Teddy.
An older kid.
I got.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
How do you do that?
I got this 4-month-old taking dumps on the.
Dropping hammers in public.
Yeah, that's a good story, Tom, but finish your beer, for fuck's sake. I like this beer, so I'm going to nurse it. Paging Nurse Tom. Here you go.
Speaking of doctors and nurses, on Hulu, the complete season of of ER was released. What's your favorite ER moment?
My favorite ER moment is by far the final Anthony Edwards episodes. And okay. I loved ER.
Yep.
But I only have one beef with those episodes in general. And not necessarily the funeral, but the episode before he died when when he was in Hawaii with his daughter.
Yeah.
And then the next episode was them dealing with it, and it was kind of passing the torch to what was the young kid's name that was there from the beginning and took over?
Carter,
yeah. Dr. Carter took over. My only beef is at the funeral, every character from the past came back except for George Clooney, and that was his best friend.
Yeah,
I wanted Clooney back.
Didn't Doug Ross, I believe was his name, didn't Clooney come back for the final episode, though?
I think he did. I think he made an appearance. But, God, man, those were – I mean, really, Anthony Edwards, even though the stars of the show were Clooney, and Anthony Edwards was the heart of that show for a long time, and I dug it.
Goose's spell of two O's.
I also liked when he killed the person in the
Give him a point.
Yeah. What did you say? I didn't hear.
Goose's spell of two O's.
Okie dokie. We'll give him one. He's back to three. I liked when he killed the person in the criminal in the elevator.
Oh, yeah.
He let him die.
I would say, for me, the biggest moment was when the crazy guy stabbed the one girl and stabbed Carter.
Scene. Good scene.
I mean, it comes out of nowhere, man.
Yeah. And you really thought Carter might be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she did die.
She did die.
So
you guys are a little long in the tooth compared to me. So the only one thing I remember from ER is the first live episode.
Yeah, that's a big deal, though.
They had to do it two times in a row during the World Series. Right. Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember from it.
That was a good episode, too. That was a big
deal. ER, top 25 shows of all time?
Oh, I think so. I think so. I think it's probably near the bottom of it, but still pretty. You know what? It might be right in the middle.
Well, so you're saying like top 15 shows?
Yeah, I think it's around 15 to 16, 15 to 20, maybe.
Do you have a top 10 in mind?
Oh, let's not get into that right now. Top 10. Yeah, let's not do this right now.
Top one?
It'll get crazy.
Top one show of all time, I think, would be The Simpsons.
Okay, that's fair.
That's solid. Yeah, that's solid. ER at the time was doing something.
I mean, that may not even be personal. It's because it's been around as long as... And how many comedy writers came out of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the reason that live version of ER was amazing is because Fox was doing it with Rock. If you remember ROC, Rock Live.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget Charles Dutton?
But it was it wasn't to the scale and the money that ER...
What happened to that guy? Is he dead?
I don't know.
He was probably like in diabetes. The Rock. He was, you know, the groundskeeper in Rudy.
Where he was the groundskeeper in Rudy. Yeah,
and then he was in Alien 3. That's about it.
But the scale, though, I mean, at the time, ER was one of the most expensive shows on TV, so then to roll the dice.
Back when NBC was must-see Thursday.
Yeah, must-see TV. Here we go. We're doing Mark Twain Brewing Company's chocolate coffee stout. It says, sanity and happiness are an impossible combination. Stout brewed with coffee and cocoa nibs. Yeah. It is bringing in a 5.3. Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
It's actually pretty light for a coffee stout.
Oh, hey, I like this. Go to heaven for the climate, hell for the company. I dig that.
It's a Mark Twain quote.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's Mark Twain Brewing Company. So
that's why it was funny.
I would almost say that everything on this can is a Mark Twain quote. And he even signed it. Look, real small. Who knew you could write so small from a dead guy? I'm going to take a drink.
Pretty good.
The last thing I'm going to talk about is I'll link it on the description for the episode, but Super Troopers 2 full trailer come out. Yeah. We're going to watch it when we're done. Hilarious.
Oh, it's out.
Oh, the full trailer's out.
Nice.
Looks great.
Do you think it's going to follow the sequel?
It got the
problem.
The critics that they allowed watch it,
it's
setting at like an 88 or 90%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
For a comedy, it's really good.
They have said
especially
that
a comedy sequel.
Yeah, they said it is all the critics that have wrote about it said it is not Super Troopers 1, but it's the closest thing you're ever going to get.
Nice.
So, is it in April?
420.
420, motherfuckers.
That's right.
They did that on purpose. So, anyway, that's what I think. So, we're going to watch that, and we're going to talk about it, I'm sure, as it gets close. I think it's a road trip for the podcast to go watch it together.
Road trip and partake.
I think so. Yeah. I don't think there's a way around it. No, I think I can. I think when I watched the original one, I was heavy into that.
Yeah.
So I might do it for that one. Mark Twain's chocolate coffee stout for you.
I think it's fantastic.
Best beer of the night.
Definitely.
And you had just cried about not being able to drink stouts again.
That's true.
And you're fine.
My buddy Dan and I split a KBS the other night, and I was able to do that, so I think I'm back on.
Back on the high horse.
Point for getting back on the horse.
Hell yeah.
There you go.
But, it's
the reverse
nice
of that statement, but we're going to say it.
I feel like we had this at our bottle share because I don't remember ever trying it, but just checked into it and said this is the second time I've ever checked into it.
Wow, I don't think we did, though. I'll check
Sterling,
into it and see what mine says.
Sterling brought some from up there, and that's...
Sterling brought it.
He, He had to have.
No, I'm just saying he brought it that
night.
Oh,
he like brought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a figurative. That's right. Brought it. Like,
even when he went to bed at 9
considering it broughten, yeah. You know what I mean? You're going to have to bring it.
We got served.
Yeah, we did. Point for Scott. Point for Scott for taking off with that joke. Tom usually is my comedy compadre.
I'd say it's solid. Back and forth banner. It's definitely not heavy enough as far as ABV to where you can't drink more than one or two. It's definitely a all-nighter, I would say.
Yeah, I could do a handful of these, yeah.
And it was only what you said like was 5.5%.
Yeah, I'd like to drink it on tap.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to have it on
tap.
Yeah,
I'm really happy with this. This is good.
What about you? So you gave it a what?
Five.
Out
of six.
Wow. I give it a 4. I'm not a big coffee stout guy.
Not a big gay guy.
Dude, really?
Now, do you not know what that's from? Do you know what that's from?
No.
Do you remember before we got, what was his name? Heavyset coach there at the for SLU.
Rick Majerus.
Yeah. He was an analyst for ESPN, and it was when Rudy Gay was going to the NBA draft. And he goes, I know everybody's high on him, but I'm not a big gay guy. And just is great. You know?
I had to YouTube that.
So yeah. That's awesome. It's on there. It's out there. So what you said 3, 4?
Go 4.
I'm going, I don't do this often. I'm going 4.25.
Four and a quarter.
Very solid. My favorite beer of the night. True winner of the pack. I'm glad I saved it for last to erase the memories of those other beers that we just had.
Except for Willy Nilly.
And yeah, Willy Nilly was good. I enjoyed Willy Nilly, too.
Willy Nilly. Oh, Willy Nilly. That's another guy who passed away this week, the tender age of 89 years old. Keith Jackson.
Oh, that is sad. Keith Jackson was good. Yeah, I like Keith Jackson. Sports Talk Football for Sega Genesis. They had Keith Jackson. Okay. He was good. The baseball version was Vin Scully. Two guys that 16-bit could support their voices.
Oh, shit, that's good. Hey, give yourself a point for that one.
Thanks,
that's
my
good.
Man.
That's
yeah.
pretty good. That's pretty
thanks.
Good.
That puts me up to 2. I feel good about myself. And I'm not going to say we have to wrap the episode up because we got time, but that puts us almost at an hour. This would be our segment, though, that we would throw it to Missy. She's not down here, so Missy has nothing to bring to the table, so... Yeah. So, Scott, do you have anything on top of your head that you haven't been on the show in a while, too? Let's now find out if you've got something to say.
It's been a long time, and it's been a long time since I've actually been on a podcast.
It has been.
Since I've been invited to come over, so I'm pretty excited.
It's kind of
passive-aggressive a little bit right there.
Really, yeah. I don't like that. I might take a point away from him. No, I tell you what, it's not been that. It's we just had a good string of...
I don't care. Okay.
No. We're now that we're through winter and stuff, we're gonna get back out there and start doing things and getting stuff and going talking to people more and more.
Yeah.
There's plenty of opportunity. You came on very early.
You're the unofficial fifth host.
You came on
sick
very early.
Yeah, I was one of your first guests.
You were. Yeah. Twice.
Yeah. The untitled.
Yeah. I've got it. I've thought about going back and listening to it and remember why I didn't do it. Yeah.
I think we were
so drunk. It was our first date. It was after our first not many couples can record their first date, but we did.
Yeah.
So what about you?
So I find it pretty easy to be a guest. It's a lot easier than being a host.
Not
doing the work, and it's like Jay Moore said, it's like laying train tracks down as the train is coming sometimes.
Yeah.
Being the host, trying to make sure it's going well.
Yeah.
Have you found that since you've been guesting lately?
No. Oh, you mean like when I'm on other episodes? I love being on other people's episodes. I love derailing it and making it my show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I do. I mean...
What a fucking shock.
Yeah, I know. Who knew? But, yeah, and I, you know what? Like, we had a great time with the guys at the ABC. They had their only two-hour episode of their show with me and Bender. And... You know, me and Shane and Tom and Bender and whoever's over, we're going to do a one-on-one. We're going to be on there, his and ours, all in the same night. Yeah, do our swap cast. And, yeah, I love it. I would do it more. I'm about to repost another shout-out to all the people of the podcasting world because we generated a lot of traffic from the ABC guys.
Sure.
Those guys repost every day and that until their next episode comes out. So they've posted twice a day every day about the episode. So, and they had fun, so...
Yeah,
I dig it. I do. I like both, though. I also like, you know, having the little sound screen in front of me. And
yeah,
we
started doing that like towards the end. I was having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Think about reviving it?
No.
I still have all the art.
Nice.
Save it. Save it all.
Better save it.
Saving it all.
I mean, you got that one guy who was like the, visual ante?
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I thought that episode was, I don't know if it was my favorite.
The second one?
I thought the
first one.
The first one with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of him?
Yeah.
Oh, and I think the cigar was a good one. I think the cooking episode with your brother, was it your
that
brother?
That was a lot of fun, yeah.
That was a good episode.
Cigar one was my favorite.
I tell you what, if you'd have had your sound working right on that would have
had the microphones
been
on.
Real good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a good idea.
Yeah.
For a bad idea podcast, that was a good idea.
True. I see what you did there.
We had
yeah, I'm going to give myself a point for that.
Of course you are.
Yep. Yeah, we're all tied. It's a tie. There's no losers on this show.
I'm betting you get another point on the way out.
Yeah,
look at that. I won.
Bender won 3-1 last week. And not only and I actually got 2 points, but I went -1 out of the gate. So,
nice.
Because of a bad pun. It'll get you. The puns will get you.
I definitely enjoyed doing it, and it's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live a house full of women. It's work. I'm happy to isolate myself and do it. But you could tell because I did your guys' logo and stuff. I love art, so I love making all that stuff. And it just, it is more work than you expect, for sure. I give you that. Yeah.
More work than you expect, and it's just nice to have help. Like you guys seem to do. I know you post a lot on the Rapcast.
Yeah, both
page.
Him and Bender have really, especially since
we got called out by our boss.
Yeah, I did not call him out. I did not call him out. I thought they did a fine job before, but I think they've really stepped it up of late. It's a fucking hug fest here, guys.
Truth.
ELE, everybody love everybody. Thank you, Jackie Moon. What about you? What did we throw it to you? You got anything?
Let's see here. Blues are winning
4-1. Whoa, we just hit a grinding
Blues ball. Are winning 4-1.
Oh, good
looking
job.
A little bit better. Hey, I guess it's now # starter Hutton for those Blues as he has taken over the pipes.
He's like number one in the league, right?
Yeah. He's been
number one goals against average.
In the NHLs.
Yep, in the NHLs.
#
please like our
good.
Sport.
Hey, the thing I was going to bring to the table that Phil texted us is there was a Pornhub who's –
Wait, Pornhub or Parnhub?
Parnhub. Whether you like porn or don't like porn, this is the best site for, like, social commentary.
Who doesn't like porn?
So, Hawaii had that missile scare. You know, that fake missile scare?
Oh, the porn went up, like, 50%.
Yeah, 50% surges. So, people wanted to whack that off on the way out the door. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to a friend of the show, Adam, who I went to his wedding a couple weeks ago, and he was in Hawaii during the missile strike.
No, I'm glad he lived.
Yeah,
did you see the screenshot of what that actually was, like how somebody misclicked it?
I did
it's
not.
It's literally like an old, like Windows 95 looking screen with all the awesome hyperlinks, and it's one link was here, another link was less than a quarter inch below it. So it's
he just didn't scroll all the way down.
It was the next one was like, oh, there's a storm maybe coming.
Wow.
Right above that is you're going to die today.
They're so far out there. You got to be behind in technology, you know? It takes a while to get there.
You guys ever been there?
Yeah, I have. We went there on our honeymoon.
Oh, nice.
4 years ago.
Dug it?
I loved it.
Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Super expensive. We stayed.
Yeah,
there's no all inclusives there, right?
No,
very hard to find.
It's Key West and Alaska are the three expensive United States vacations.
Like, I mean, her parents had a timeshare, so we used that. That was part of their wedding gift.
Sure, sure.
We stayed on Waikiki Beach, which we found out as we were there is called the Rodeo Drive of the Pacific.
That seems a bit pretentious to name yourself that.
Well, you should see it.
It's nice.
Super nice, but I mean, it's like Tiffany & Company store. All the like.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
It's always super high end.
Yeah, I get
sure.
it.
Sure.
But have you been there, Tom?
No, I never have. No.
So you?
I like
no,
to.
I've never been.
We stayed in Oahu, in Honolulu, because
Oahu!
We went, in Hawaii, because we wanted to see.
Would that be Chief Oahu McDaniel?
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Could I get myself a point?
No.
Okay.
Sure. We wanted to see Pearl Harbor, and we wanted to see all like the touristy stuff.
Yeah, Arizona and all that. Yeah.
Yes, and it was amazing.
I've heard it's very solemn.
It's crazy, because you go in and you watch this video and the of footage from the bombings, and then you walk out, and it's right there. It's like, holy shit, it's a small area.
Yeah.
And to have just seen all the planes flying around and look up and like, holy fuck, this was
so you could see why
ridiculous.
More people would masturbate when the missile crisis was. Well, this is it. It's a wonder,
because there's no basements or anything to hide.
Isn't it weird, though, how Hawaii is kind of couldn't have gotten better for a tropical place, because if you think about all the other tropical islands that are always in direct paths of tsunamis and weather patterns, and Hawaii seems to be like in that zone that now they're volcanoes, active volcanoes. So who knows when Mother Nature is going to say,
nope, we're done.
This show's over.
That 49 states better update that flag.
Yeah, but it's just weird. I mean, they just don't have any big horrific natural events happen to scare the island off.
Except the whole island jerking off at the same time.
Yeah, except for missile scare. Yeah. Except they're closer to Korea than anyone that we
have. Smells
like
bleach for 3 days.
Yeah. It's rough.
If you had to go anywhere in the States you haven't been to, where would you go?
What's that?
If you could pick one place in the States that you have not been, where would you go?
In the United States, I would say Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah, would be the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, go up and see Kurt Cobain's home and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I just think it would be a cool place to go visit.
I'd like to go to Portland.
Yeah, like that whole area, the Pacific Northwest would be pretty sweet.
We've got a scheduled trip. Last year, we took the girls to Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. This year, we're going to go up the weekend before so we can do other things that it won't be crowded. Uh-huh. And then we've got our tropical vacation that we've narrowed down to, I think, Cabo San Lucas.
Nice.
Okay.
Because of the value that comes with it. And I've been there, so I kind of know it a little bit. We're going to take
the
kids to that.
I would love to do Alaska.
Alaska
cruise would be pretty cool.
I got a
I'll knock that out at some
friend of the show, Matthew Hikus, has relatives that have like a B&B up there. So,
nice.
And they have like a plane and all that stuff, which you got to have when you're up there. Yeah.
Go to the plane dealership.
Yeah.
Johnny Londoff.
Johnny Londoff, fly your plane.
You know they own their own their own parking lot or whatever? They own their own building and lot. That's their thing.
Oh, is that how they save money on prices?
I was like, what?
Is this a new sponsor?
Yeah, no, we're not. Oh, okay. Mention the Rapcast.
For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof call. Yeah. Frederick Roofing.
I want to go to Alaska. You remember the Simpsons movie when they drove in and they say, welcome to Alaska. Here's $3,000.
Hey, is that going to do it?
We might be done.
Are we in the books? I'm going to tally the score. Missy came in at 1. To her credit, she had the best points of her time on the show. I came in at 3. Tom came in at a tied for 3. And the winner champion.
Oh, the guest?
Yeah.
Pulled it in at the very end.
Scott Turner. Hey. Not everything's a bad idea with this guy. You know what I mean? That said, Tom, take us. Oh!
Let's go!
Say bye, Scott.
Bye.
You were supposed to say bye, Scott. we're playing the music.
We're done. That's too much. We're getting a new theme song.
No, I love a new one. It took me a long time to compose the one I did. So.
Oh, that's hilarious. Weird.